yeah, I know this song. Sing it home if you know the words. There's a road I'd like to tell you about, lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Driving Road is calling, it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Huh. Pretty blue lights along the way.
That song is a lie.
I'm not flying anywhere in 15 minutes on LSD. Actually, sometimes it's just fine, sometimes it's not. It's not just the cars on Lakeshore Drive that are the subject of the news today. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive. So many people use Lakeshore Drive these days. Cars, inner drive, outer drive, pedestrians, bicycles, good Lord. And so they said, you know what we need to do is maybe even that thing out where it makes a hard left if you're going north, and then another right around Oak Street Beach, sort of the reverse of the old S-curves. And then why don't we even that out? We'll move Oak Street Beach. We'll create a little more parking space and green space. And you look at the artist's rendition of this, and it's like, who wouldn't want that? It's fantastic. And it looks like they've even got more park space on that side of Michigan Avenue. So yeah, I'm in. But I didn't see in the article what it costs or what the timeline would be per se. And I don't know how you feel about it, too, because there's a part of me. You know, I'm so used to getting hit with the stick, I don't want you to stop. I kind of like the old left turn, right turn, bottleneck on Lakeshore Drive, going around Oak Street Beach. That's what we do here. I find myself almost nostalgic for something that's a pain in my ass every day. Well, that makes no sense, John.
Complaining about that, you should have seen the old S curve.
And do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
And I don't remember how bad that was.
Oh, it was not a curve at all. It was two right angle turns,
yeah.
And you would turn four lanes at a time.
Yeah. Well, you're turning four now.
I know, but these were literally, I mean, they weren't curves at all. You know, now you kind of wind through that area.
Yeah, right.
You'd be driving straight, and then it'd be, as I recall, a 90-degree turn to the right, and then a 90-degree turn to the left.
Are you surprised there aren't more accidents on Lakeshore Drive now where they have the Oak Street turn?
They say there are three a day.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if right at that spot, but
no,
on Lakeshore
really?
Drive a
really?
Day, yeah.
Wow. All right, then, well, maybe we ought to fix that. But I'm still interested in the cost. So we reached out to somebody who knows a little bit about this. On a phone line is Jeff, and I believe it's Shriver. Jeff, is that how you pronounce your last name?
That's right.
Welcome to the show, Director of Transportation Planning and Programming for the Chicago Department of Transportation, CDOT.
Yes.
What about this, Jeff, this fixing the Lakeshore Drive? You've heard Steve and I talk a little bit about it. What do you want to say?
Sure. Well, I think you've got a lot of the issues that are involved, the drive and the park that it goes through and the lakefront trail that runs right beside it serve just a great variety of users. It's not just a major auto-oriented artery into and out of the city, but it's an incredibly important bus corridor. It serves as many customers riding in transit up and down that corridor as some of CTA and Metra's busiest rail lines. And then there's the traffic on the lakefront path, and bikes and pedestrians is kind of off the charts when it comes to urban trails. And so we've got to figure out a way to make this all work. And the road is 80 years old, and in most of it, and the newest sections up north of Foster Avenue are 50 years old. So we're ready for a complete reconstruction.
Is this a new problem? Is something lately happened that's moving this along, this idea?
Not particularly. It's just the road is really at the end of its life, and because it's kind of all there at the same time, there's an opportunity here where we can really kind of re-envision the way that the road works. But the challenge, as you just mentioned, is that the road is iconic, and we want to preserve the iconic nature of it and the iconic nature of the way that it interacts with the park, but at the same time understand that, you know, it was built for the way the city was, you know, many, many decades ago and generations ago. And are there things that we can do to improve it to make it even more, you know, iconic and more special, and that may require some changes? And so we have this nostalgia for the way things have kind of always been, but yet perhaps we can, the goal would be to build a road that we can be nostalgic for in the future, that this is, you know, becomes an integral to Chicagoans' way of life.
Maybe we could put a Marshall Fields out there, too. Hand out Frango mints to everybody that comes through the toll. So
I'm sure there'd be some in favor of that.
I get that. And, you know, so that's what you're up against. But how long would it take? and what would it cost if we did the vision of it that we saw in the papers today?
Well, so the vision that we saw in the papers today is just that. It's a very preliminary vision to, you know, drawings that are drawn up to elicit discussion. And we've got a feedback survey online, and there's more drawings on the Lakeshore Drive website online that we want people to continue to respond to, even if they weren't at yesterday evening's meeting. But the timeline for reaching a consensus on this vision, or the plan for how it will look and function in the future, is still several years away. We're looking to get our environmental reports completed in 2020, and that will set kind of the framework for how we want the drive to be in the future, based upon what, you know, all the public input that we've been getting.
Does it kind of bug you that you got this great idea? It's easy to get enthusiastic about something, and then they say, well, the environmental study will take 3 years. Oh, stop it.
Yeah, it's all these public meetings are part of the environmental process too. So it's meant to achieve a public consensus, and that's the business.
How long would it take to build, and what would it cost?
So the construction, once the plans are in place, is expected to proceed in phases. And this is very similar to how South Lakeshore Drive was done over the past 20 years, where the museum campus was kind of reconfigured a couple of decades ago, and then the mainline lanes down to Hyde Park were done, and then the extension more recently completed down by the South Works in South Chicago, and now we're still building new pedestrian and bicycle bridges over South Lakeshore Drive. So it's taken many years, but it's been done in small sort of digestible chunks, and North Lakeshore Drive won't be any different. So once we know the master plan, then we can figure out, are there dependencies here? Do we need to do this section before that other section, and then kind of prioritize that way, and then find the money that it takes to get it done piece by piece.
Mm-hmm. Still haven't answered the how much does it cost question.
Well, it's difficult to answer that at this stage because we're still kind of defining it with this public input. So
I'll bet it's going to cost $54 billion.
No, it won't be that much.
I'll bet it'll be $1.3 billion.
Well, low billions is probably a good frame, but order of magnitude. But we really, really won't know until we have really defined what we want the drive to look like, where we want the overpasses and underpasses to be, how we want the park to function, how we want the new the seawall and beaches to protect the drive from Lake Michigan and create new park space.
Will you actually extend out? Would this? It looks like it's biting into Lake Michigan more. Will that happen, or would the shoreline stay the same?
No, well, especially in the southern section. So the Lakeshore Drive really has kind of three sections on the north side, where you've got the section from, say, Navy Pier up to North Avenue Beach area, and where there's really not much seashore at all. It's kind of in many sections of sort of the concrete area right up against the water. And then as you get north towards Belmont Harbor, it's very kind of squeezed in next to the city. And then there's the bird sanctuary and the golf course and the harbor. And then as you get further north of Montrose, you're into more wide open space. So there's different issues and different opportunities in each of the sections. But down at that southern section, the plan is definitely to push the seawall further into Lake Michigan and shift the beaches out.
Wow.
And that creates the space that it takes to both protect the drive from the wave action that sometimes comes onto the drive now, but also create park space that we've been hearing from the community is very much needed down there. There's not much green when you get south of North Avenue, down to Navy Pier now.
That's very ambitious, but I mean, how much fun is that? Here's the other thing, though, that I think people like me would say. If somebody's got $1 billion laying around, how much of a priority is this compared to all the other problems the state has or the city has?
Well, so the transportation and the road building budgets are allocated by the state and by the federal government to each state on an annual basis, and so there are funds that come through as a matter of course based upon the tax structure that Congress and the state legislature sets up. So I think it's a matter of allocation, and these facilities need to be rebuilt anyway. So the goal is to rebuild them in the way that improves, we're not necessarily stuck in rebuilding it the way that it was built 80 years ago.
Right,
we can
right.
re-envision it, and so it needs to be rebuilt anyway. So there's an opportunity here.
I think they got to make it easier to get from Lakeshore Drive to the Skyway too.
Well,
and I want you guys. Has this happened to you at cocktail parties? People go, oh, hey, Jeff, I got an idea. Make the road around the, and then they're telling you what to do, right?
Yeah, that's the nature of being a transportation planner. Everybody has their ideas they want.
Yeah. Well, listen, good. I got to go, Jeff, but anything else that we should know or you want to sort of impress upon us about this idea?
Well, just to encourage everyone who wasn't able to attend the meeting and even those who were to go onto the project's website, northlakeshoredrive.org, and read up on it. And there's a survey online that people can respond to, and then keep posted on that. We'll have plenty of additional meetings coming up in the next upcoming years. So more opportunity for input.
Northlakeshoredrive.org. I'm glad that we are trying to find a way to separate pedestrians from bicyclists. It's pretty near dangerous because not only do you have pedestrians, you have joggers, you have bicycle riders, and then you have Zoom bicycle drivers. You've got four different speeds, two different modes, sharing the same path sometime. I know you know all of this, but boy, if we had to fix something, I'd start there, man.
Yeah, that's absolutely part of the plans here. And then the Park District right now, to their credit, is already making some interim steps to improve that, and then our project will build on that.
When are they going to open up that little ramp that comes off of the inner drive, or over the inner drive, over the outer drive, and onto the Ohio Street Beach area? You know what I'm talking about? There's this, like, bicycle ramp or something like that. It comes over the Lakeshore Drive near the base of Navy Pier.
The Passerelle Bridge up north of North Avenue. Yeah,
right.
That's having some repair work done to it now. And that actually, I don't know the schedule off the top of my head, but I believe it's within the next month or two that should open.
All right. Good luck to all of us. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to call you about every 6 weeks and give you a hard time, okay?
Sure. No problem.
We appreciate your time. Good luck to you all on this.
Well, thank you very much for publicizing it and getting the word out.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. NorthLakeshoreDrive.org. If you're just going to, if you had a blank slate, what would you want to see change or happen? Here's another thing I always thought would be fun. You get this bicycle path, and then you have it go downhill, and then it hits a ramp that kind of goes up so that you could make a jump into the water. How much fun would it be to ride your bike, splash into the lake, and then you'd have to get out of the lake with your bike? But I just think that's always been something I thought would be fun, or at least some sort of opportunity, because the concrete apron that runs along Lakeshore Drive and goes right up to the lake, where there's not beach, it's just the water slapping up onto the concrete way there where you bike and ride, it's very inviting. You do really want to jump off and dive in or swim around there. But they've got all of these warnings saying, don't do that. You could die. And then people are swimming and doing it anyway. Since people want to do it and probably are going to do it, I would impress upon them to find a safe way for people to do that. Like make it so that the water that you dive into there is about, I don't know, 10 feet deep, like a swimming pool. And have a uniform sand base. Maybe 9 feet deep. I'm not going to worry about the details right now, but the point is, make it so people could enjoy and use that. Don't tempt them and tease them, but then say you can't. When I get to be king.